Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, the Democratic National Convention kicked off last night virtually. Some of the major players involved both Democrats and Republicans speaking on behalf of Joe Biden last night. Let's start with Michelle Obama, of course, the former first lady. In a searing speech, says Trump cannot meet the moment. She talked about empathy. And when she referred to President Trump and how he's acted, not very presidential-like, she says it is what it is.
Of course, that takes a statement right out of the Trump playbook. She is brilliant. She makes the point that she doesn't like politics, and in that, she joins an awful lot of other Americans. But she's doing it because she has to do it. And when she did it, she became the star of the night, bar none. She is an extraordinary woman who says what she thinks and who connects with the American people. They love her. The polls are all showing her to be one of the most popular, if not the most popular, woman in the world. And so when she was up there, she really did do what she needed to do. She had to go in and make the case. And basically her case is, look, this guy Trump is not up to it. I think if you listen to her real carefully, you get the idea that he is unstable. And when she says it, it means a great deal. So her dictum, which is when they go low, we go high, still resonates well with the American people. Because who needs this other crap that Trump puts out in a hope to excite his base in such a way that they will turn out in record numbers and support him? David, I've said so many times, a good deal of what is going on in this election has to do with race. And here is a woman of color, of courage, of decency, who gets up and makes the case before all of the American people, most of whom adore her. And she was exactly the right strong leadoff for the convention, and she will long be remembered for what she's done here.
Then you have former presidential candidate, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, telling progressives, price of failure is just too great to imagine. Was it full-throated enough?
Yes, it was. He was crucial. He was saying, look, there's a monster here. Either we're going to defeat Donald Trump or we are doomed. The democracy will be doomed. Our way of life will be doomed. And he put out a call to the people who followed him, many of whom were so ticked off at Hillary Clinton the last time around that they forgot to come out and vote, or as my mom would say, accidentally on purpose. Well, here comes Bernie Sanders, and he says, listen, this is really important. You've got to get out there, and you've got to participate. Now, look, when Michelle Obama gets up there, she's also saying not only to all this country, and she is a heroine, she's also saying to folks of color, you've got to go out, and you've got to do your part. Bernie Sanders, chosen to be so important and to play such an important role, is saying to the people to the left of the Democratic Party, you've got to get out there. The main thing now is to get rid of Trump. So now you have Michelle Obama doing what she needs to do. You have Bernie Sanders doing what he needs to do. And then you introduce into this whole thing a bunch of Republicans like John Kasich and some others. And they are saying, look, we're Republicans. We're not changing. But we want to pull you over the line. We want to make sure that we get as many Republican votes and independent votes as we can. And these Republicans have said our patriotic duty is more important than our affiliation with the Republican Party, although we remain Republicans. And you had some pretty impressive people up there doing that.
The other area where Trump is perceived to be weak is in his COVID-19 response. He's had Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking last night, slamming the president for that response. We know Cuomo gained much popularity because of how he handled it. And then quite a statement to see from a woman who lost her father to COVID-19. She said his only pre-existing condition was trusting Donald Trump. And so she said, when I cast my vote for Joe Biden, I will do it for my dad. He believed in Trump. He died of the disease.
He did. And the story is a very sad one. He truly believed Trump was a great man. And when Trump told him that the virus was not important and was going to go away, he believed him. And he died because of it. And here's the daughter who stands up and says, as a result, I'm here tonight. My father died because he listened to this guy, Trump. And I think that that's what this whole election may turn out to be about.
Alan, a debate last night. U.S. Representative Richard Neal and Democratic primary challenger Holyoke Mayor Alex Morse faced off in Massachusetts as Morse tries to unseat the longtime incumbent. You've been speaking with both of them for your Congressional Corner program. The race, of course, marked by allegations of inappropriate sexual contact with students by Morse when he was an adjunct lecturer at the University of Massachusetts Amherst. The 31-year-old Democratic mayor, who is gay, has maintained his relationship with college students were consensual. During the debate, much of the talk was instead about policy. Morse criticized Neal for accepting money from interest groups. Neal faulted Morse for saying he would have voted against the CARES Act.
I watched the debate, the whole thing, every second of it. You know, it was both the best and worst of American politics. Look, the First District of Massachusetts has elected Richie Neal many times. He's a guy who has really produced. He's the chairman of the powerful Ways and Means Committee, and he brings money into the district, and it is undeniable that he has had a profound influence. On the other hand, Morse is young. He's making the case young is better than older, and I am the kind of guy who can come in there and really represent the people of the First District. Now, I know where I am. Everybody knows where I am. Now, you know, David, this radio station does not endorse, and we never will. We all have personal feelings that may be different from a station or a newspaper that endorses candidates. We do not do that. But we do bring you the words of Mr. Morse and the words of Richie Neal, and that is something that we're pledged to do.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok. We'll be right back here again tomorrow.
We will, David.